Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Good morning, fellers.
Why are you holding the mic?
He always holds it. He's an MC,
don't worry about
man.
What I do. I'm a mic controller, MC.
He's feeling himself because he can see now. He's an MC who can see.
Feeling myself.
Right. But when you just did that right there, Max.
What's that?
When you just did that right there with the mic, talking about, I don't worry about me. I'm like, dude, no, I'm not feeling that.
Like you very, ain't like that. You very ain't that 8 Mile like.
You know, one mistake that a lot of
very 8 Mile like.
One mistake a lot of people make that have never done that in front of a crowd is they move the mic. You got to hold the mic right in front of you, right?
Like, but
people
why does his
be on stage and they're
change?
Moving the mic and it, huh?
Why does his Kate and his voice change when he start talking about like some hip hop or something?
Just how it is. Into that New York set, son. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, if you ever, hey, Key. Jay has done this. You and me too, but like at a bar more, right? Like, but if it's not, if we're hanging out, right, and having a good time and relaxing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like
there be words that come out. They be like,
it sounds different. It sounds different. I'm aware that it sounds different, but that's you know, I'm used to it.
Really, everybody that you around,
exactly. 100%.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Exactly.
That's all.
Then when you're in a certain frame of mind, that's who you are.
Speaking of frame of mind, the Cleveland Browns were certainly in a frame of mind last night, and Jacoby Brissett. Go ahead, Max.
That Kango hat, Max Kellerman comes out every once in a while.
Let me tell you, once in a while, I used to wear Kango
every day. That's what I'm saying.
Every day.
Street, yeah, you don't
look had
right
a Caesar,
to
had Kango. A Caesar with a part, a Caesar fade.
The street, son.
Yeah, Kango.
Yeah, I can't see corporate Max wearing a Kango.
No. Oh, but Key, but not only one kind all of Kango, white. Not only the cap, also the fisherman cap style Kango.
You like the New York City version of Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That was, by the way, looking for my chapstick.
There's a Ford Maverick.
That was hilarious. That hilarious.
Jamie Kennedy killed that.
Yeah, hilarious.
And then he goes into Max the Hamptons. Max.
First of all, Key, you're better at going into that than me. You're better corporate going uptown than me.
There's no question. Oh, there's no question.
Do it so people can hear. Do it so people can hear.
No, man, leave me alone.
Keith could do that announcer voice. It's
when Keith goes to the country club. Oh, hey, Bob. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He glad-handed.
Now, you know what, though? The thing is, though, Jay, when I go to my country club, I'm this. Right. Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one. So I don't need to, you know, I'm good. Because I'm going to just be who I am when I'm around that.
Key, typically
you know?
We are the only ones when we go to the club.
Let me tell you something.
Typically we are the only ones when
we go to the club. Let me tell you
something. There's a couple of us. There's a couple of brothers at my country.
You guys, you get the head nod to all the time. You see
when you,
head nod.
Everybody at Shady Canyon, it's a young club. And everybody there with us is extremely nice. And just, you know, now when we go over there to the left, ain't no telling what they saying. I don't know.
I'm deep cover. Don't worry about it. I got them all on record.
You got them all on record.
Yeah, I'm deep
cover.
But
when they in my face, Jay,
deep cover.
The nicest people ever. I mean, you know, you're going to always have a few bad apples laying around no matter where you're at in life.
Key, this needs to be a skit. We really need to send Max undercover at the club. You and I go to the club and let Max sit there and be stark.
They wouldn't, I can tell you right now, they would sniff him out.
Key, I've been deep cover for 49 years now. The dirt I got on these people, you can't even imagine.
Nah, they would sniff you out, though, Max. You know why they would sniff you out?
Why?
Because those people that act like that, they would say some words that would offend you, and you couldn't help but to turn red.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
And they would automatically know.
Yeah, that him.
Yeah, they would be like, hey.
Max can't keep his composure when he gets triggered.
They would be like, hey, Tom. No. I don't know if we should be saying this around here, man.
But you know something I was going to tell you guys? When you, Key, just act natural in the country club, do you realize that's actually like a luxury item for that country club? because they feel very safe and good around Key. Key's been around money for a long time now, knows how to – and yet also, look what they have at their country club, right?
They got Keyshawn Johnson.
An authentic – we have an authentic one. Look at this. Right? Yeah, that actually becomes like a luxury item.
One. Yeah.
An authentic
it
one.
Does.
We got a couple doctors and some athletes and stuff like that, but it's not – you know, it's not very many African Americans at the club. That's for damn sure, and I ain't gonna sugarcoat it.
Right. Yeah. Right. So here's the question. Let's not sugarcoat it. Steelers got to switch up a quarterback already. Is it already time to kick Mitch Trubisky to the curb? This is what Mike Tomlin said about making changes after the Thursday night last night's loss to the Cleveland Browns, in which Mitch Trubisky was outperformed by a lot, according to Key. By Jacoby Brissett, I think by a little, but here's what Mike Tomlin said.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
So you see that ball on that was just thrown by Mr. Trubisky, Max?
Yeah.
That's not a good football.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I mean, a guy shouldn't be turning around looking at it, and I know people on the radio can't see it, but that he didn't make great throws last night, nearly the way Jacoby Brissett
zipped it in there, and he sailed his.
Key, let me kick this thing off before you do a quick breakdown, because I'm curious how you all react to this. So when I think about the Steeler organization, I think about a standard of excellence, right? Like in everything Mike Tomlin does and the way they play, the physicality, the attention to detail, all that. Why is that same standard of excellence not applicable to the quarterback position? Why is there a standard of slightly marginal at the quarterback position? Like, and why is that okay? Like, has the standard become like Mike Tomlin teams just getting to 500 and that's deemed successful? What happened to winning championships? And I want to see Mike Tomlin win championships, but you ain't going to win championships with the guy who's thrown 2 touchdown passes in 3 games and you're last in the AFC in total yards of offense. It's not going to happen.
Well, I think when you talk about mediocrity at the quarterback position, they had an old Ben Roethlisberger for a number of years, okay? Then they made a decision to not go out and draft a young stud quarterback to replace Ben Roethlisberger for a number of reasons. That because one guy's a legendary guy at the quarterback spot, you want to give him every opportunity to go out the right way without putting pressure on him. So the succession plan wasn't necessarily successful. So that's not on Mike Tomlin as much as it is on the front office and Mike Tomlin to make that decision. Now when you go out and you get a stopgap guy like a Mitch Trubisky, you're only 3 games in. It's probably too early to completely panic. I think the panic button is there. He hasn't pressed it yet. Let's see what happens in week 4 or 5 before you get to saying, let's move on from Mitch Trubisky. It's not all on Mitch. Some of it is on the offensive line. Some of it is on Najee Harris. Some of it is on the defense. It's just not all on one quarterback. And I know that Mitch Trubisky is not many people's favorite because of what happened in Chicago. It didn't look good. So the first thing, he's not the long-term answer. He's not. Everybody knows that.
You know,
okay?
To Key, to that point, Mike Tomlin, to me, seems like he's only thinking of one thing. It's one of the reasons they haven't developed a quarterback all those years behind Roethlisberger, winning the next game, right? Like Belichick, I'm going to win the next game. But Belichick's also the GM, so he has to do some more long-term planning. Mike Tomlin's just a coach. He's thinking about, how do I beat that team? So if he feels, Jay, like either one of those guys gives him a marginal advantage to try to beat the other team, I think that's who he's going to play. The fact that he's playing Trubisky so far tells me he believes that's the best way to win this week.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky right now gives them the best chance to win. Now, in week 6, that may not be the case. You can't just abandon a situation because you play up against a team and you lose and the quarterback looks lackluster. You can't just be like, oh, my God, we out of here, week 2.
Just 2 touchdowns in 3 games.
Let me ask you a question, though.
But I got it. Jets coming up next. Winnable game. They lose that game. Okay, should be enough. But then, Key, then at Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Eagles, Saints, Bengals.
Yeah, but then you got to look at the teams after that, right? Do you want to throw a rookie quarterback to the Wolves in the Bills? Do you want to do that? You want to mess his psyche up?
No.
No, you don't.
Okay,
you don't
want
to do it. But you're saying Mitch Trubisky statistics, right? Only 2 touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. You want to replace Russell Wilson?
Well, I didn't hear what he said. James is talking to me.
Do you want to replace Russell Wilson because he didn't look good for a couple of games with a new team?
Well, Russell Wilson's really different than Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky got drafted higher.
What?
By the way, Jay, remember I was talking about Kurt Warner lost his job earlier in the show to Mark Bulger? He popped up with the New York Giants, who just basically took Eli number one overall, basically. And they were like, we're not going to put Eli behind this O-line as a rookie.
Let's put Kurt Warner back there. That's a valid point.
All right,
$5 million pinata.
Okay. Right. Coming up, what's the right job? The right job for Sean Payton look like, Jay?
Oh, I thought you said another word instead of right. But anyways.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that, Jay. We'll talk about that next. But first, Jay has this from FanDuel.
Kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. It's that easy. Just sign up with promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout. That's right, win the biggest money with the same game parlay. We hit ours last week. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code, remember, PLAY, PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hot news or not news. You ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news!
Hot news or not news time. Oh, it is hot news or not news time. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano.
Get it, Dan.
Dan, people are probably listening to you on the app right now, on the ESPN app. They click on the ESPN app. They go to the More feature on the bottom right-hand corner. Scroll down, hit Listen Live, and they could take Dan Graziano on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with them wherever they go. Are you aware of that?
I was not, but that's fantastic. You know. That is hot news.
It is. Let's play some hot news. All right.
The
Steelers only score 17 points in their Thursday night loss to the Cleveland Browns. Hot news or not news?
Sadly, this is not news. This is the Steelers' offense that has struggled all three games, and I think they're going to continue to struggle. The offensive line can't block anybody, and the quarterback play is, so far, substandard.
And it's not news, and Dan answered everything that I would say. He did it the right way.
It's not news. I would just say this. Trubisky, in the pocket, right? Pass yards, 69. For some reason, when he's protected in the pocket, he can't make the throws.
Well,
what's going on with that?
He's not protected very well in the pocket. There's a throw late, and Herbstreit did a good job talking about it, where Garrett pushes the tackle back into him, and he just has to lean back a little bit like to make the throw, kind of like I just did, so my voice didn't sound good in the microphone. But and then it was a little short. Deontay Johnson has to come back for the ball, can't get it. So he they're able to rattle him a little bit in the pocket. Look, he's just not – the reason he didn't make it in Chicago is – inconsistency. I think you saw that last night. You saw some great throws, some great plays, and you also saw some times when he looked a little lost.
Look, some kinds of quarterbacks can't process information very quickly, like the people in his draft class, like Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson seem to process information quickly, and he doesn't seem to process information as quickly. I don't want to typecast anyone, but that it does seem to be that's the case.
Sounds like you're saying he's not very smart.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just football smart, at least. You know, like some guys can stand in the pocket good and deliver the ball down the field because they're processing things quickly. And Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes seem to process information more quickly than.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett was processing the information quickly.
Yes, Jacoby Brissett was processing information.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I just noticed that he's processing information. And then there's other guys who are very athletic, like Mitch Trubisky. He's fast, he's athletic, but he doesn't process information.
Why do you keep digging?
I'm just saying. Am I lying? Isn't he fast and athletic?
No, he is. He is. He's mobile and athletic.
He's very. A mobile,
he
athletic. Yeah.
He's not sneaky athletic. Maybe he should go.
He should go be a red zone target for somebody and play receiver.
You know what? That's right. He is fast. He can outrun the linebackers. He should probably switch positions and become a receiver. I think that's a great idea. He's tall. It's a great idea.
Great
All right.
hands.
Jerry Jones says he wants a quarterback controversy. He wants one in Dallas. Hot news or not news,
Dude,
Dan Graziano.
Come on.
Thank you, Dan.
It's not news. But you know why it's not news? Jerry Jones is always, 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 always doing the exact same thing, which is what? Selling. He knows we're going to talk about this. Every day that somebody talks about the Cowboys on television is a good day for Jerry. He was having some fun with this. I mean, look, at the center of it, yeah, his point is like, wouldn't it be great if Cooper Rush played so great that like people are like, oh, let's go with him. Yes, that would be great, but it's not going to happen. Jerry
Thank
knows
you.
That, but he's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not news, and much like you say, Dan, he wants his team to be talked about. But here's what I would say. If Cooper Rush runs that table until Dak Prescott comes back, there's something that says, okay, he's still going to insert Dak Prescott in the lineup. That just means they're winning a whole lot of games if there's a controversy that the media tries to drum up. That's all.
Media? Jerry did it.
Jerry did it, Dan. But the media is going to take it and just crank it out. Yeah. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, man, I sat up here last segment, and these two started talking to me, telling me if Cooper Rush runs the table, like it could
it's
be a conversation.
It's different when Dan says it.
And all of a sudden when Dan says it, you guys agree with Dan? What the hell is going on here?
No, that's not – Jay, you keep – that's not – you missing the message, bro. All we're saying is that if, in fact, he was to win five games, it puts them in a great situation – we hope, or Jerry hopes, that that happens so people can have, oh, well, maybe Dak Prescott isn't the guy. Cooper Rush, that means you're winning a lot of games.
But that's never going to happen.
So
why are you guys even wasting your breath on building this case?
No, you know what? It's not news because, of course, if some, this is my point, Dan. I think it's possible. Like
it's
Mark
possible.
Bulger did it to Kurt Warner. Oh, hold up.
God.
Mark Bulger. Guys, Kurt Warner had a higher status in the league back then and was a better player than Dak Prescott is today.
Really
okay? It was
Cooper
more
Rush.
Unlikely, it was less likely that he lose his job to injury than Dak Prescott lose his job. Mark Bulger wasn't great. Wait a minute. Mark Bulger wasn't great, but he won eight straight games. Kurt Warner,
talking about the Cowboys.
Kurt Warner's career with the Rams was over.
And you just eat it up.
Yes or no? If Cooper Rush reels off somehow, they win eight straight games. Is Dak getting his job back when he gets back?
Yes.
Yes.
Why didn't Kurt Warner, Dan?
I don't know.
Well, because Kurt was better than Dak. I'm telling you, he's not necessarily.
He ain't
playing
eight games either. Dak will be back before then.
Sean Payton would be interested in returning to coaching in 2023 for the right job, quote unquote. Yeah. Hot news or not news?
not news, right? I mean, like, look, I mean, obviously for the right job. Yeah, I think that's interesting, though, because people are throwing him with Dallas all the time, the relationship with Jerry Jones. I don't get the sense that that's the likely landing spot or what he has in mind when he says the right situation, but not news. I think everybody has believed since he stepped away that Sean Payton would want to get back into coaching.
It's not news. He'll be the hottest coach on the market in the NFL next offseason, but what jobs will become available, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure he doesn't want to coach Cooper Rush in Dallas. So we got to think about some of the teams. Is it the Dallas Cowboys? Is it somewhere in this golden state of California? Mm-hmm. Like, what is his where's his mind and where is it that he wants to be?
Damn, we
you know,
mm-hmm.
does he want to be at places that aren't as desirable?
No,
you just got to think
not.
About it.
Are we saying Brandon Staley's going to be out after year two?
You never know.
I said California. There's two teams in California.
Well, there's three, but
where's the third? Who's the third?
The
Rams. He's not going with the Rams.
Rams.
Well, but what
Rams.
I mean, like,
Chargers, Raiders, Niners.
McVay already flirted with it. Look, here's the thing. I would look for two things, right? Number one, a quarterback situation that he likes. Right?
Absolutely.
He's obviously going to have to know that he likes the quarterback. Number two, I think, you know, a place of prominence, like a big market, like somewhere where he can be kind of a star,
like Los Angeles?
Right? Los Angeles.
Hey, do you think if he's the coach of the team, the tight end gets off the field when he's exhausted and needs to come off the field?
Oh,
because
geez.
They win the game probably
well,
if he does.
I will say this. There are very few people better at changing personnel groups play to play than Sean Payton. Yeah. So, yeah, you're probably right. But
look, man, the only way I see it happening in L.A., is if Sean McVay retires and Brandon Staley just wet the bed mm-hmm. with the Chargers this year, meaning like 8 games, missed the playoffs, quarterback starts to look bad. You know, but it could. I mean, who knows?
They don't air it out enough
Seattle?
Down the field?
No. You know what my pick is? Arizona.
Ooh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mark it down. Remember where you heard it.
Man, if I'm him, I'm looking at the Chargers all day long.
Well, sure.
Tom Brady says his banged-up finger, Dan Graziano, with whom we are playing Hot News or Not News here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Tom Brady says his banged-up finger on his throwing hand is, quote, fine. Hot News or Not News?
Well, I mean, it's not news because I don't think it's going to affect his ability to hand the ball off on Sunday. And I think that's what he's going to have to do to win this game. So, yeah, unless he bangs it on Fournette. Yeah, I think they're going to be real careful with Lenny this week because he's pretty important this week.
Not news. They didn't run the ball particularly well against New Orleans. So Kenny Clark in the middle for Green Bay. Green Bay defense is a little bit better than they were week one. It's not news. I mean, it's Tom Brady news, but it's not news.
Did Tom Brady hurt that finger because of the scuffle he got into with the Saints? Oh, no, I'm sorry. He just caused
he stood
on the sidelines and just watched.
I think he caught on the tablet as he threw the tablet.
Oh, is that?
It's like a strap on it.
You guys, listen.
Hey, Mike Evans, go jack him up. I'll just stand here and watch.
I don't mean to typecast people, but some people are troublemakers. There are some quarterbacks who make trouble. And I don't want, just like with Mitch Trubisky, I don't want to say that he's athletic but doesn't process information well. He should change positions. I also don't want to say about Tom Brady that some kinds of quarterbacks start trouble. But
Dan, what are you doing?
I don't know what I was walking into this morning.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Me.
You got to warn the guy.
So y'all accusing Tom Brady of the hold me back, huh? Hold me back,
hold me back. But nobody was even holding him. Nobody was around him.
Dude, he's 45 years old. Cut him some slack.
I don't care if he's 22. I don't want my quarterback getting in the scuffle.
Right, 100%.
At least give somebody a kick or something. Get in there.
Listen, by the way, you know what will wind up happening?
Something.
Because of what happened?
Show me that you care, Tom.
What will wind up happening is now the team will bond even more, and somehow this will spur their Super Bowl run, right? Oh, this wide out stuck out for the quarterback. And
I think it's spur their Super Bowl run if some of the receivers got healthy. I think that would be that'd be helpful, which they probably will. He'll be fine. Of all the things I worry about, Tom Brady – not high on that list.
You think he doesn't know how to navigate teams through a...
Jameis Winston?
He could be all right.
Is that high on your list?
Boy, he's banged up already, huh? Multiple injuries he's dealing with? I don't know, man.
How did he get... What? I don't understand. When did he hurt his back, Dan?
All the crabs he took... No.
Dude, now that's not even...
What?
He didn't, first of all, know the story. He didn't steal crabs.
I didn't say the word steal.
Well...
You said it.
You know, look at the time, guys. I think I gotta run.
I'll see you later on, Dan, on a fantastic show. This just in.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Handsome host.
Yeah, it's good.
Still saying that?
2 p.m. Eastern. Well, I'll say it until it's not true anymore, Jay. I got my eye fixed. I can see again. Oh, that host is handsome. Is it time for the Steelers to start Kenny Pickett? We're going to talk about that, Dan Graziano, with or without you. Let's get back to Brown Steelers, gentlemen.
Looking for it?
Key?
There it is.
Jacoby Brissett did the things that you talk about. Looked good.
Y'all
looked the
laughed
part.
At me.
No, we didn't laugh. We didn't laugh. But he's been a backup in his career.
Y'all
he's not really a starter. He's a backup.
No, you got that one right. You got
y'all
that one right.
At me at the beginning
you
of
should
the
pat
season.
Yourself on the back. You
we
got
may have laughed
right.
at you, but not for that.
You laughed at me at the beginning of the season when Deshaun was suspended, mm-hmm. and I told you guys, you know what I'm saying, Max. You did laugh. Now, stop lying. You laughed at me, and you said, he's not going to win. What do you mean? He's going to win 8 games? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, that's
true. You laughed at me.
Yeah.
You laughed at
me. All right.
The guy should be 3-0. Should be. Right? Yeah, that loss wasn't on him.
He looked good.
I'm just saying. Go ahead, Maxie.
You're right. The loss was on Nick Chubb, who had a brain freeze and punched the ball in instead of if Nick Chubb goes down, like it's a very different saying, well, then you got to take advantage of the opportunity. That's not just a mistake. That is the game is over. Everyone knows the game is now over. They're under 2 minutes, no timeouts left. You go down, then just kneel it out, done, clock, run the clock out.
Nick knew. He don't know what happened. You know how you know something, you're like, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to do. I don't know why I did that.
Right. Happens to me every day. But the point is that Key is right. You're right about that. Saying they should be, oh, shoulda, coulda, woulda, no, they really should be 3-0 right now.
They really should be. And in the way that I looked at it at the beginning of the season is I look at Jacoby Brissett's entire career, and I go and I look at New England where he was 1-1. He played well up there when he played. They trade for him in Indy. He has nothing in Indianapolis, really. He's a little bit over 500, and I think he was a little bit under 500, but they didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. Then they replace him, becomes a little bit of a backup, but now he's got a real coach and a real team around him. And so you just know it looks different because he was always a good quarterback.
Key.
He just was always a good quarterback.
You know, I got the feeling last night that if the quarterback swap team, still the Browns would have won. But when you say Brissett was much better than Trubisky, we'll put it this way. It looked different. Brissett, it looked right with Brissett under center. It looked good.
It looked good, and I give that to Brissett. But also the entirety of the team just looked different to me. Like Nick Chubb is a difference maker, right? Like rushing 341 yards, which is the third most in Cleveland history, right, in the first three games. I mean, that says something about the talent that you actually have around them.
Him and Kareem Hunt, the way they run, they run so hard.
Oh, of course, though. Yeah. They look different with them running the football. But when you have a quarterback that could be very, very efficient in delivering the football – Sam could even tell you that. Acho could tell you. When you got a strong defense and you can run the football and a quarterback that's not going to really make any mistakes, you're going to win a lot of damn games.
Nick Chubb is different, though. Y'all saw the video he put out before the season started, that little Batman, whatever. Like, Nick Chubb, and I get it, like, Kareem Hunt is a really good back. But even watching the game, when Chubb had the ball in his hands, things – you just expected more. And I think he's grown his game. Key, you make a great point. This Cleveland Browns football team is built on running the ball and playing defense. So it's almost like no matter who you have a quarterback, they're going to win some games. But those first couple games they've won so far, you almost expected them to win these games, right? Like the Jets, I get it, they lost that one. But Baker should've Mayfield, should have won, right? Like Steelers, questions at quarterback. The question for me is going to be, because everyone's excited, man, this is the quarterback, Brissett, the future. And maybe, but like they got some games against the Ravens. They got some games against, I think they played, was it Miami later on? They played some good offenses coming up later on this season. And so when you get into a game where, let's say, defenses are stopping that running attack and you need your quarterback to make some really big-time plays, that's when it'll get really interesting. But for now, the formula is working.
Yeah, but I look at it different when you say big-time plays. If a coverage is a coverage, a route is a route. If he could deliver the football and it hits the receiver's hands, they got to catch it. And he was able to do that. Amari Cooper had two costly drops in last night's game. He has a history of the droppies, though. But if he catches one of those balls, he hits his head on the goalpost. And he'll have those opportunities against the Ravens. He'll have opportunities against other teams. He's just got to deliver.
You know what though, Sam? It was the way they dominated the ball, right? You look at time of possession. You think about the Browns had the ball for 36 minutes as opposed to the other team, the Steelers, having it for 24, right? Like that game plan makes it, all right, that is a strategy that can lead to a high level of success. Now, you add a quarterback that if you happen to get down in games that can give you volume points quickly in Deshaun Watson, that's a Super Bowl winning team.
True, true. But, I mean, we're talking way in the future. Like, who knows what this team, who knows what Deshaun Watson will be when he comes back, how long it'll take him to get back in the fold. I don't know. I'm just not surprised by the way the Browns are playing personally. So I'm like, oh, yeah, this is who they are. I think the bigger thing is like, man, what is Pittsburgh going to do? Straight up. Like, not even like, oh, switch quarterbacks. It's more than just, oh, get a new quarterback. To me, that offense, like, they've been giving up over 100 rushing yards every game. Defense hasn't been looking great. Offensively, they haven't been looking great.
No O-line, no defense.
Right, right. So it's more, TJ Watt is.
Tomlin's going to have to do it with spit and bubble gum. You know?
And they did that a little bit last year, towards the end of the season, right? A lot of guys are injured, banged up. They did that. But it's more than just, oh, man, well, let's put in Pickett at quarterback. They got some issues.
Yeah, well, Trubisky, as we were saying, you know, some kinds of quarterback, I don't want to typecast anyone, but have trouble processing information quickly enough. But they are athletic. And Key brought it up before. Maybe he should switch positions. Maybe they should make him a receiver. He can run, but he doesn't process information extremely quickly like people in his draft class, Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, seem to process the info better. But he is athletic, so maybe he could, you know, be a receiver and you get another quarterback.
But, Sam, you're right. He's one of the problems. That's why I don't think Tomlin's going to finish 500. I don't think they're going to have a winning season.
It's possible.
Very possible.
It's possible. I mean, it's very, very possible.
But you got to give them the benefit of, just like the Chiefs. Until I see someone else in the AFC Championship game out of that division, I'm taking
it's
the Chiefs.
The Chiefs, right?
I got to see. Maybe Tomlin doesn't go 500. Until it happens, I'm going to say he goes. If it's always
happened
in the past.
But the Chiefs have something special on the sideline and on the field.
Yeah.
What you trying to say? That
what's the
Pittsburgh
special on the field for Pittsburgh?
Where
TJ Watt is not on the field, what's the special thing on the
field
for Pittsburgh?
By the way, we haven't even brought that up yet. You want to know the real difference on the team is no TJ Watt in a close game that could go either way. Deontay Johnson holds on to the ball, right? You don't have your best defensive player. It's going to make a difference.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. It's not always one-sided. The game of football is not always one-sided. T.J. Watt made – I mean, when he got hurt, he made play. The game he got hurt, he didn't just
he
have
made
an interception.
Plays, yeah.
Right? Then he sacks. Like, those change games. And Cam Hayward's doing all he can, but it's some dudes out there who are struggling.
Hey, Sam, do you think that Jerry Jones made a little controversy statement when he said that he hopes that there's a quarterback controversy? You think what do you think about that?
Key, you know Jerry Jones better than probably all of us talking right now. You remember? You notice how no one asked him about any controversy. Notice how he didn't even have a planned press conference. He did that on his own. That was his own accord. He said, "Oh, wouldn't it be interesting if?" And now we wonder why the Cowboys are the most valuable franchise in all of sports.
But do you think though, if, and it's a big if, right? That whenever he comes back, let's assume he comes back in another 4 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is. But they win the next three games with Cooper Rush.
Could happen.
But Key, though, how are they winning those games? You know better than anybody. They win it because of the defense.
No, I get it.
Sam, so what is your point? I want to hear
Years ago, Kurt Warner had a much higher status in that league than Dak Prescott has in this one. He was MVP, Super Bowl, the whole thing. He gets hurt. Mark Bulger, who was nobody, comes in. They win eight straight. Right?
Yes. Really trying to sell this.
Kurt Warner never got his job back. Like, all Jerry Jones is saying, he's not saying Cooper Rush is going to do it. He's saying, would I like to have a controversy? Of course, because that means we're winning with that dude. And if they continue to win with Cooper Rush, there will be a controversy.
Well, it's because of the Tony Romo, Dak Prescott thing. That's why. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But this ain't the same. And you know that.
If all I know is what Key was saying, if I'm winning with a dude under center, I'm staying with him. If I'm winning, I'm not changing
anything. Max, you know
anything.
Better. Look at Max. Somebody put – look at Max's
he's
face right now.
He's really trying to – he's swimming hard.
Swimming.
All I'm going to do is say, because we got to get the break, I'm going to say one thing. Tom Brady took Drew Bledsoe's job as a young pup. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to leave it at that.
And do you know what a producer told me, Key, back then? I said, I think Brady's better than Bledsoe. He said, you can't say that on TV. I was on ESPN at the time. I was like, I really do. It was outrageous
so
to say that.
So say it. Cooper Rush is better than Dak Prescott.
No,
say it right now.
Hell no.
And then
Mark Bulger wasn't better than Kurt Warner. But for that team, they were winning. That was the year Key won the Super Bowl.
Sam, help me. Help me, please.
Thank you, Sam Acho.
I appreciate y'all.
Am I going to see you later?
I'll see you later.
Excellent.
This just then?
You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Key J and Max. Coming up, a big test for a brand new head coach in Southern California this weekend. We'll talk about that next after I tell you about Omega Accounting. And let me tell you this, Jay, right now. Is your small or medium-sized business, the reason I say you, I know you're
a small business,
business
owner, yeah.
Still recovering from the pandemic? Well, Omega Accounting Solutions can help. I want to share. Jay, Omega can get you $26,000 cash back.
Wow.
Cash money, it's the best kind, for each employee you kept working during the pandemic.
Ooh,
with the employee retention credit. Mm. When's a little guy get
How's
a hand?
It work,
right
Max?
Now. Well, this is money you already paid the government, Jay, okay? And look, Omega will explain. Call them at 800-704-2000 or get started. Visit OmegaTaxCredits.com and fill out the form for, ready for the price? Free 99. Free.
Free 99.
Free consultation, the best price.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Time to play Lock It In, Key.
Lock it up, Akon. Let's go, baby.
Lock it in.
Yes.
Key? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
What would you like to
let? Yeah. I thought let it breathe a little bit.
Let it breathe.
Let it breathe, okay. The big test for your Trojans and Lincoln Riley, Key. What do you expect to see on Saturday?
Can't wait to lock this in, right? USC goes up to Corvallis, Oregon, favored by 6. I'm locking it. I'm taking it all day long, although I'm a little nervous given the history of my Trojans going up to Corvallis. You know, it's a tough place to play. You got a kind of like a 6:30 game. It starts to starts to get dark. The mist comes in the air. It gets a little cold, may get a little foggy up there. This is Lincoln Riley's first time going up there as a head coach, so he doesn't really know this atmosphere, and they're both 3-0. And Oregon State has a really good football team. Their defense is solid and sound. The offense does well. Trent Bray on the defensive side, their defensive coordinator, does a tremendous job with that defense. One of the things that SC can't afford with our defense and Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator, is allowing teams to capitalize when they get into the Oregon State to capitalize when they get into the red zone. The great thing about the defense so far through three games is they made people make mistakes in the red zone when they got there. It was almost like a bend don't break type situation, whether it was false starts or whatever you want to call it. I like USC. I like the 6-point spread. I like the money line. The total points is high. So SC's averaging about 40 points a game right now. And so it's high. I would like to see that number drop down, keep our 40 up, but Oregon State's number drop down into the teens. We'll see if that happens, though.
So you would take the under key on that one? 70 points, 70 in the hook, you take the under?
I probably would take the under on it, though, Jay, to be honest with you.
All right.
Because our defense at some point has to play lights out. They just got to play lights out. They haven't played lights out. They've been solid. We've won games. We haven't gone up against potent offenses like that, prolific, you know? So we'll see.
Guys, you know, Kurt Warner responded to what we were saying in the last segment because someone someone said the opposite of what I said. Now I have to correct the record on Twitter.
This person misrepresented
on Twitter that I said that Dak is better than Kurt Warner. I said the opposite. What I said was, let me be very clear, and I'm going to correct this on Twitter.
There we're talking about USC.
I couldn't help myself.
I saw it when he looked at the phone. He was not paying attention to a word you were saying.
I heard everything
Keith.
He said about the mist and everything on USC. The point is, I'm going to do this before the end of this segment in real time. I said if Kurt Warner essentially could lose his job as the best player in football, it could happen to Dak Prescott. If he could lose it to injury, it could happen to anyone, including Dak Prescott, was the point.
Now you're going to have me go and start talking. Wait. I'm going to stay right with USC.
All right. Could Oregon beat USC and cause a mayhem moment
Oregon
for Keyshawn? Oregon State, that's what I said. This mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Just plain Allstate.
Didn't even read what Kurt Warner said.
Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. Guys, have you noticed,
squirrel.
Jay?
This guy sees a squirrel. Squirrel!
Have you noticed, Jay? Yeah, I have instincts. That's right.
Instincts.
Killer instincts.
Quick hand-eye coordination.
That's right. Yeah. Jay, anyone in Jay's family who shoots a basket like me immediately, they get some kind of medical procedure to fix the hand-eye coordination, Jay.
Because my son needs to get ear tubes on Thursday, that's why.
Yeah, Jay was talking about Key, his son.
He wasn't running as fast as he needs to, Key.
Needs to get ear tubes because there's something. Basically, he saw his son, and he looked like me walking around, and he goes, okay, we got to fix this kid.
The equilibrium is off. We are not imitating Max Kellerman in my
house.
Guys,
do you notice, Jay, that Urban Meyer is following your playbook to get back into coaching? It is uncanny how Jay, the consultant, the PR consultant, came out and said, after Urban Meyer's all his problems, he said, this is how coaches do it. You took us step by step, Jay, how it was going to happen for Urban Meyer so far. Check, check, check.
So we talked about, you know, number one, get your buyout, which you actually had leverage on the buyout, okay? Then we said, number two, step away for a little while. Take some time for yourself. You know, let other narratives start to fill the media's, you know, mouth and what they say. Number three, do a sit down, which you pretty much did. Talk about what you learned. Talk about where you're going, Key. Talk about, you know, this is how I would do it differently. And number four, get back into broadcasting, which obviously he's done. And number five, insert yourself in conversations. Hey, Nebraska's a really good school. And let people run away with the narrative and then become the next head coach somewhere. I mean, there's going to be opportunities that are going to come up, Key. No doubt about it.
Urban Meyer was never a good fit for the National Football League. If you remember when he took the job, it was like he's a college coach. I mean, it's not going to happen. I didn't think it would be a disaster the way it was a disaster, but I thought he would coach and he would just fail as a coach, but not as everything else.
Terrible.
But if I am Nebraska, though, I'm going to fly. I'm going to call his representatives and I'm going to say, hey, man, Ken, would you come and just meet with us? Just talk to us for a little bit? And then I'm going to not let him leave Lincoln, Nebraska. Period. As much money as I kept giving Scott Frost, I'm going to give him twice as much to come and coach the Cornhuskers.
All day.
I don't care about I don't care about all the other stuff. I'm the athletic department. I'm the athletic director. I have no morals. I just want to win. Urban Meyer's available, and he's a winner. I'm signing him up, period. My program has been they screwed up when they got rid of Mike Riley for Scott Frost to begin with. Coach Riley was headed in the right direction with the program, but he wasn't a Nebraska fit. You know, just his whole style was different. Mm. Urban Meyer, though, if they can get him, they should go get Warren Buffett and tell Warren Buffett give him whatever he wants and get it done.
Tune in for college football action tomorrow night as Texas A&M battles Arkansas. Squirrel. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you respond back to Kurt Warner?
I'm going to. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Lawrence Taylor, Micah Parsons will explain coming up. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.